Peace and blessings, family. Hamia Shabazz here to welcome you to the Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, where you will get the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me, Yah. We can also connect on Facebook, i.e. Conversations with the Hebrew, Brew Virtual Book Club, and Black Star Political Party. Also, if you love the skin you're in, visit your local beauty supply or health food store near you and purchase AF Shea Soufflé with a variety of scents to choose from, such as strawberry mango, vanilla coconut, and lemongrass, just to name a few, are made with all natural ingredients whipped to rich, creamy, thick perfection. Follow, like, and share on Facebook, Absolutely Fabulous, and Instagram, ShayQueen77. Your skin will thank you for it. Are you a business owner looking to advertise your hard work without breaking the bank? Voice of Black Star has you covered for a small monthly fee of $30. Voice of Black Star airs every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For further details, email afshaybutter@gmail.com. That's afshaybutter@gmail.com. And last but never least, if you like what you hear, like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Donations are welcomed and much appreciated. You may send your blessings via Cash App, Hermina Shabazz. Thank you. Peace and blessings, family. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me this day. The more Lord has made. I promise it's going to be a good one. We are coming to you, or I am coming to you, Most High is coming to you out of the book of Ezekiel. Now, why are we coming out of the book of Ezekiel? Because this is talking about Ezekiel's vision and the vision that he had for the woes and the troubles that the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, are going to be facing. So anyway, we're going to make it real quick and we'll get to the point directly because, like I said before, from my other recordings, I did say that I'll be talking to you about the book of Ezekiel. Now, if you've heard the last podcast, I did post a little bit about Ezekiel, who he was, what time he kind of came about, his story came about. So we're going to get to the book of Ezekiel to this day, and it's going to be very interesting, family, because this right here is where you're going to have to really put your spiritual caps on. Your spiritual thinking caps have to come on. Your fleshly thinking caps will have to come off for right now, okay? Because I watch plenty of anime. I shouldn't say it like that, but I watch anime, and I noticed that anime kind of tells a lot of truth. You would think because it's animated, that it's a cartoon, so you assume it's like for children, but no, it's not for children. It's for the deep thinkers. They're kind of telling you, what's going on in the world and how things are about and the creatures of it. In a form that's animated, but it just gives you a little more detail as to what's going on in the world. And the book of Ezekiel kind of talks about that. The book of Ezekiel leans on that a little bit. This what you're going to hear may sound like, this is this allegory, because a lot of you believe that, this is this allegory for something. This is giving you a vision of what Ezekiel saw. Ezekiel got to see some things that no other man will ever get to see. Okay, no normal man anyway. Mosiah had chose him to see what he wanted him to see. And we got to come to the understanding, family, that because the Most High, he did make it so that we really can't see him, so to speak, and have visions and stuff like that, doesn't mean that he does not exist. And he doesn't choose certain people to talk to and communicate with, to communicate his word with. He chooses to, communicate with them in different ways. Like for instance, Ezekiel got to really see visions. He got to really see a vision, and got to see what it's like where the Most High is and whatever, So I wouldn't dare call this thing fake. If you really truly believe in the scriptures, then you'll believe in what it says and see it as it is, and read it for what it is. He got to see a vision. And I think a lot of the times that we as black people really don't want to see it, what's really going on in this book, because it'd be too painful. The truth would be too staring you in the face.
We want to feel good. We want to go to church and stomp our feet and clap our hands and pretend to be praising the Most High Power, dancing and stomping around. But in reality, there's something more going on. The Most High want us to understand who He is, what He is about, who He truly is. Not this watered-down version we've been getting for over 400 years. You know, we've been getting a very watered-down version of Him. We'll be getting a manipulated version of Him, you know, because the rulers of this world are for Satan, you know, and Satan has power right now. He gives Satan's power right now. You know, he only got a little bit of time, and his time is pretty much up. But, yeah, again, the book of Ezekiel, and we're going to read chapter 1. Now, we're going to get through the whole chapter, we'll see, because we will have to go and, you know, get a little precept here along the way. Let's go ahead and begin to read, family. Let's go ahead and see what it says. It says, "Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God." And right here, what says the captives by the river of Chebar, that's Hebrew for captivity. So he was in captivity too, family. He was held captive as well. "In the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of the king Jehoiakim's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Chebar, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber out of the midst of the fire." So there's a color of amber came out. So a whirlwind enfolding on itself, meaning it's catching itself. So it's a whirlwind, you know, almost like a tornado, but a little different. It's a whirlwind, so it's going in on itself instead of just swirling. Okay, let's keep going. "Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and every one had four faces, and every one had four wings. And their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass." You know, so this is like, these creatures had, you know, they looked nice to the Most High compared to what He wanted them to look like. Okay, so, let's keep going. "Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every straight forward." So they, you know, the wings kind of just were forward like a bird's wings. They didn't turn all about and swish up like that. It was like pretty much like bird wings. Okay? "As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man and the face of a lion on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle." Interesting. Very, very interesting, family. So, for chapter 1 and verse 10 are the same creatures spoken of in Revelations chapter 4, verse 6 and 8. Okay? So, these living creatures are the same ones spoken of in the book of Revelations, chapter 4 and verse 6 and 8. So, let's go to Revelations real fast. Let's just take a real quick look and let's view what it says over here in the book of Revelation. I'm telling you, family, it all connects. You have to do precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, because this is how you can get an understanding. It connects. It shows you how the word of the Most High connects. And how these people, He got to speak for Him, you know, like Ezekiel, you know, like Abraham did, you know, like Jacob did, and all of those guys, you know, they actually got to communicate with the Most High Power. But Ezekiel got some real, real powerful conversation with the Most High Power. So let's go to chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. This is Revelation chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And it reads, "And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle." Okay, and the four beasts had each them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was, and is to come." Okay, so that's pretty much, you have to keep going, but you need to read that to yourself, family. The four beasts, it talks about that in Revelation chapter 4, verse 6 through, you can just read the whole chapter, chapter 4, okay? It talks about the living creatures. So let's get back to reading the book of Ezekiel, and we are now on verse 12. And it reads, "And they went every straight forward, whither the spirit was to go. They went, and they turned not when they went. And for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning." So they move very, very quickly. That's what's being said here, family. Those creatures move very, very quickly. The four beasts with eyes are the overseers of the earth, or more like the Almighty's all-seeing eyes, family. That's pretty much what they are, you know. So let's keep going. Because that's who they are. That's how you think how do you think he gets to see everything, what goes on? How do you think he knows everything? Because he has special creatures that he has created to be able to do these things. And like I said, if you say you believe in the Bible, then you need to really believe in the Bible and believe in this. You believe in the word of the Most High Power, then you need to believe in what he says. This is what he told Ezekiel, you know, so I'm down for it. I can envision that because, again, like I said, when you are watching anime, some of this stuff here, I'm watching one now, and it's very interesting that some of this, the very likeness of some of these creatures that they have are like the ones in the Bible, described in the Bible, you know, and they also reference the Bible. They even talk about seraphims, okay? And giving them these looks, you know. So, family, like I tell you, they're putting the truth right in our faces, but because we're so blinded by the entertainment of it all, that we don't see what's behind the wall. We don't see what's behind this facade, okay, so to speak. But anyway, let's go ahead and go to verse 15. "Now, as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures, with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a beryl. And they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel." Okay, so you kind of got you see these in like those, sometimes you see them in Marvel movies. So it depends on which, I can't think of a show right now you can watch where it shows you how it turns. It's like a compass, sphere compass type of thing where you can see it kind of rolling in on itself, but you'll be able to pull it up. I would say just do your research, family. And some of you probably already know what I'm talking about and what I'm getting at. And let's go back to verse 17. And it says, "When they went, they were upon their four sides, and they returned not when they went. As for their wing, their rings is R-I-N-G-S, not wings, but rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four." Okay, so that's what I'm saying. They most has all seeing eyes, family. "And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lift up from the earth, the wheels were lift up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Thither was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. Okay, so I think this is kind of like Most High's little ship, so to speak. But I digress. I'm going to say that this is how the Most High is able to see everything. It's like his chariot, so to speak, and he's using those creatures to kind of move it around, pull it around or whatever. But that's just my personal opinion on the situation. And so when the eyes move about, they can see everything that goes on. That's how he's able to see everything that's going on. It's like what we have now with cell phones and things like that. Man was striving to do certain things that the Most High has already done. That's what your boy back in the day in Babylon, Nimrod, you know what I'm saying? He was trying to strive to do things like the Most High do. You know what I'm saying? He said he's going to sit like the Most High. But then Most High had to cut all that down. He had to tear it all the way down. And he's going to do it again this time because we're still trying to do the same thing in this new era. But okay, anyway, verse 20. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Thither was their spirit to go. And the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels of life. Okay, so for the spirit of life was in the wheels. When those went, these went. And when those stood, these stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheel. For the spirit of the living creature. Not creatures, not within this. I'm sorry, fam, if I'm saying creatures. It's actually, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. So this was verse 21 of chapter 1 in the book of Ezekiel, family. So let's keep going. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creature was as the color of the terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads above. Now let's read that again. Verse 22 of chapter 1 of the book of Ezekiel. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creature was as the color of the terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads. Now, a terrible crystal. Now, let's go ahead and check this out. So, speaks of the Almighty above the firmament. This talks about the Almighty above the firmament. Let's see. Speaks of the throne above the glass. So, this right here is what we're reading. So, verse. Okay, let's keep reading. Let's keep reading before I get ahead of myself. I need to stop. Let me go back. And there was a... Okay, let's keep going. Let's just keep reading. Let's read verse 23 of chapter 1. And under the firmament were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Everyone had two which could cover on their sides. Let's see, cover on their side. And everyone had two which covered on that side their body. So they had wings on both sides of their body, covered both sides of their body, okay? And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of an host. When they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads. Okay? When they stood and had let down their wings. Okay, you heard that, family? Did you hear that? And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, okay, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above it, okay? So, this is where I was going to go with this. Revelations 4:6, like crystal. The 4:6, let's go to Revelations 4:6 too. We're going to talk about that crystal part real fast. That's over their head. Okay? So that's going to be Revelation 4:6. I love reading the Bible. I'm not going to say I like it. I love studying the Bible because I'm getting more information than I've ever gotten watching the Nature Channel and National Geographic and trying to read all those other things like that. I wanted to understand what life was about. How was this created? What's going on here? You know? I was one of those type of children coming up. You know, even though I'm not going to say I wasn't a child, I still was, young and, a little ignorant still. But even then, I was triggered to, you know, really want to follow stuff, to really understand stuff. Not necessarily follow, but to understand. But let's go. So we're going to read chapter 4, verse 6. And it reads, "And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around about the throne were four beasts full of eyes and behind." Okay, so we talk about the throne and stuff like that. And of course, if you read chapter 4, it'll go perfectly with Ezekiel chapter 1. When it starts, especially when it starts talking about the crystal and lightnings and stuff like that in chapter 4 in the book of Revelation. So once you get a hold of that, you'll understand. It'll make so much sense. It'll make a lot of sense. But anyway, I would like to keep going. Let's see if we can get through at least chapter 1, because we're almost there, family. I won't keep you long, because I need you to meditate on these things, because you need to go back and read this for yourself. Yes, I can read these things to you and kind of give you a little insight as to what's going on here, but this is for you to know. The Most High wants you to understand with your own eyes who He's about and what He's about, His expectations of you. "And I saw as the color of amber and as appearance of fire round about within, from the appearance of His loins even upward and from the appearance of His loins even downward. I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about." That was verse 27, family. Again, let me go back again, start over from verse 26. "And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above it, upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about it. As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about." Because you know they stole, you know those certain peoples, you know, they stole the rainbow. They tainted it, or they tried to taint it from what the Most High had made it for. You know what I'm saying? This, because like I said, they're trying to duplicate it. They try to call the Most High gay. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much insulting the Most High. That's why He's going to let them burn. He's going to let them burn. Baby, burn. Okay? And I'm okay with that, because some people are just wicked. And these demons and the angels that used to be demons, that used to be these demons that used to be angels, they fail. And the Most High kicked them out. Kicked them out. Okay? Because they were rebellious. They tried to be like the Most High. But again, I digress on that. But let's get on to this last, final verse. Verse 28. Let's read it again. "As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness around about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice, one that spake. Okay? So we're going to start right there, the one that spake. Okay? He heard the voice of the one that spake. All right, family. It's going to get serious now. He's going to tell Ezekiel how to handle his children, you know, his rebellious children, the rebels. He's going to tell you how to handle the rebels, okay? But I'm going to read something else about the firmament, too. It says, the firmament, well, this is what my notes to it. The firmament is described upon the heads of the living creatures. Note, the Most High is described above them, their heads, above the firmament. So the Most High is described above their heads. So that lets you know He's on it. So this is like, family, that's what I'm saying. You have to put on your spiritual thinking caps in order to see this, what I'm saying. So that means He's above their head. So let me read it again. Let me read you my little notes here. It's from what I'm getting from this chapter. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1 through 28. But this is my little notes. It said, the firmament is described upon the heads of the living creatures. So the firmament is described upon the head of the creatures, okay? And they talked about the crystal and everything, being on top of the thing. But then it has, The Most High is described above their heads, above the firmament. He's described above that firmament, above that crystal. Let that sink in for a little while. Like I say, you have to read it yourself. You can't just go someplace and just expect to get all your teachings from individuals. This is just a little door. This is just a little crack in the door that you need to push open yourself and go inside and see what's going on. It's what she's saying is true. Is this really what's written? And what the Most High wants you to get out of it. You understand? What He wants you to get out of it. And we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going and have a lot more to read to your family. But I'm going to take my time and read this to you so you can understand that this book should be read so fast, like you reading a comic or something like that. It's not like that. It is so not like that. And the Most High is very, very serious about what He's doing here on this earth. You know, like you heard about Dubai got hammered by the Most High Spirit, you know. So He's doing things on this earth. We just don't see it. We think it as normal storms. We think it of as just, oh, this is just normal. This is how the earth works because, you know, it has to regenerate itself. It has to do this, that, and third. But no, these type of storms, these plagues that are coming about are written. And they said new plagues, things we ain't never heard of was going to come on this earth. And there are things that are happening, the plagues that are coming about that we have never heard of on this earth, okay? But don't fear. For those of you who have faith, you should not be fearing this thing because the Most High said this has to happen. This has to happen in order for Him to come to handle His business and set things straight. Just make sure you're set straight. Make sure you're ready and prepared spiritually for what's going on. You need to be prepared spiritually as to what's going on right now. Come out of the little stories that you're hearing, you know, about all these little entertainers. It's distraction news because that's what it is. It's just distraction news. They want you to be distracted. They don't want you to follow the Most High's power. They want you to stay on entertainment stuff. Nothing that can help you. Nothing that can help you at all, family. That's what they're doing. You don't think the powers that be know what they're doing? Bring you out this, you know, such and such says something about such and such. Oh, yeah, this is what you got to do in the industry. See, people know what they have to do in the industry in order to get ahead. In this wicked society, in this wicked industry, you will have to do some things, some shameful stuff. You have to shame yourself to get ahead in certain areas. But you have to be, you know, stand on faith and be like, no, I'm not doing this. Not even for this little bit of money. You know, my soul isn't worth the dollar. That's going to make you holler. But I'm be the one really hollering in hell when the time comes, okay? When that judgment comes, I have to answer for all of that. So, yeah. And also, this is something else, too. Family, we have to get real serious about raising our children. And we can't help them participate in their wickedness. You know, we can't be afraid of our children. We can't be afraid to discipline our children. For instance, I heard about the Cam Newton story. And that's sad that some teenage boys thought that they could take on this grown man. And then for adults, which were coaches, from my understanding of the whole story, helped get into the fight as well. Like, family, are you serious? Really, grown people? Grown men? You really going to help some teenagers jump another grown man? Without even knowing what's going on, somebody who's trying to help the community, and you guys decide, nah, we're gonna fight this man. This is where we at now? This is how broken mentally we are. This is how broken we are as a people. We're really that low. No, your children should, your teenage boys, I don't care, should not be approaching an adult man about nothing. If they feel like something is wrong, then they need to go to another adult and say, look, you know, the coaches, they should have went to the coaches and be like, look, coach, this is what was said. If Cam said anything that, you know, they felt offended by or whatever like that, go to the coach, go to another your adult coach and say, look, coach, this, you know, since I said such and such to me, okay, let the two grown men handle that situation, not no young boys. Yes, they may be big in size, but they're still like teenagers, you know what I'm saying? And they're going up against almost a 40-year-old man. You can't do that, family. And adults are sitting around either recording it or jumping in, joining in the fight. Like, for real? This is where we're at.
as a people. See, you know, wonder why nobody took us serious. And we wonder why we can't have nothing. We wonder why nobody wants to support us in our thing, because this is the gratitude that we show. So, fam, we got to do better as far as that goes. Like I said, we need to get into these scriptures and learn discipline again. Once we come up under the commandment of the Most High Power, once we get back unto Him and have faith in Him and start dealing with Him on a personal level, that means don't just jump up and go to church on Sunday and jump up and down, shouting and screaming and thinking that you're just going to get in heaven the next day if you die that day. No, that's not how it works. So we need to come back, fam. We need to come out of this world, come out of Babylon. This is where it really makes sense. Come out of her, my people. So that your wounds can be healed, family. We got to do it. But anyway, I pray that you enjoy this study, this little short podcast on the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1. And read for yourself. Read for yourself so you can gain proper understanding, family. And with that being said, shalom.